I want to run a poll in a moment, back to Earth in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. The question is, are the police overreacting in this COVID situation? Are we going too far? Are we giving up too much? I wanted a little people's poll. Calls in a moment. 96900 693 13 13 32. The decision's been made, as we told you would happen Monday, to close down public transport in the city. So the city's effectively cut off to stop the protesters coming in. That's a huge step. That is a huge step. It's a logistical nightmare to close the system, but is it the right thing to do? The Chief Commissioner's also told me that he'll have rubber bullets and OC spray and the rest if needed. Although he hopes it won't be needed. We are in this health crisis. We are told these could be super spreader events, although in fairness, others haven't been. Are we going too far with the policing of this, the policing of kids in playgrounds? You're the judges. You're the judges. 96900 693 13 13 32. Yesterday, callers told me towards the end of the program the police were all over Rip and Lee in Elsternwick, sending a very loud and direct message to the Jewish community. Now, it's Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, the holiest of days for Jewish people, time of atonement and reflection. As they went shopping yesterday, there were police cars in the streets, there were police horses patrolling the streets. It was a pretty unsubtle message: don't do the right thing. I mean, these people have been persecuted for millennia, and the vast majority there hadn't broken the laws. But here's this message from police at a very sensitive time, with police horses down the street. Now, I've heard from a number of secular Jews who are friends; they're just furious, furious about the heavy-handed approach. Now, they're also, I must say, very critically the Orthodox group that's broken the law. 96900 693 13 13 32. Are the police going too far? Do you support what they're doing? And did anybody see what happened down in the Rip and Lee area with the police? One man said to me they'd saturated, didn't saturate the other suburbs during the Muslim events that were of concern. Maybe they did. But there's a fear here the Jewish community's been targeted in an unfair way.